Ted Cruz's victory last night in Wisconsin will make it more likely that Donald Trump will go to the GOP convention short of the 1,237 delegates needed to secure the nomination on a first ballot. So delegates could come up with a compromise candidate. And could that candidate be another compromise candidate, the compromise candidate for House Speaker Paul Ryan? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick on the GOP maneuverings towards a contested convention.
The GOP convention is more than 3 months away, but maneuvering on whatever's next has already started. Ted Cruz forces are busy sweeping up delegates a few at a time, sometimes using obscure rules at state conventions. And in Washington, D.C., there's another game being played, and this one involves someone who's not at all obscure.
You know, look, Donald Trump excites a lot of enthusiasm. He also excites a lot of anger within the Republican Party and outside of the Republican Party, and a fresh face might be the thing that could give us a chance to turn this election and win in November against Hillary.
That's Karl Rove just the other day on the Hugh Hewitt radio show. Now, he didn't mention any names, but unnamed Republicans the very next day took to the Washington Insider political press to make sure that everyone knew that fresh face was a code word for Speaker Paul Ryan. Why? Because Rove and others know that if no one wins on the first ballot in Cleveland, the GOP convention could be chaos. Neither Cruz nor Trump, both hated by the party establishment, can get a majority. Someone from outside could swoop in, unify the warring factions, and emerge the nominee. Now, the party bigwigs may want Paul Ryan, but what does Paul Ryan have to say about all this? Well, it's confusing. Here he is on Monday on that very same Hugh Hewitt radio show.
People put my name in this thing, and I said, get my name out of that. This is, if you want to be president, you should go run for president. And that's just the way I see it.
So you're not the fresh face that Karl Rove was talking about?
No, I'm not the fresh face. I'm not that person. I'd like to think my face is somewhat fresh, but I'm not for this conversation. I think you need to run for president if you're going to be president. I'm not running for president, so period, end of story.
But it hasn't been period, end of story, not at all. Ryan himself muddied the waters when he gave an unprompted and in some ways puzzling speech to a group of Capitol Hill interns a few weeks ago on the state of the American political scene.
Politics can be a battle of ideas, not a battle of insults. It can be about solutions. This is the system our founders envisioned. It's messy. It's complicated. It is infuriating at times, but it's a beautiful thing, too.
It was high-minded, soul of the conservative GOP kind of stuff. I was there. Ryan was criticizing Donald Trump without naming him and reminding people that the GOP still has a reputation and a history worth preserving. The whole thing struck me, and I tweeted this at the time, as presidential. I went and spoke with political columnist Jonathan Chait of New York Magazine. Chait says that to him, it's clear. Paul Ryan is running for president, not by campaigning in the primaries, but by casting himself as the bridge between pro-Trump forces, conservatives, the party, and a potentially chaotic convention.
What Paul Ryan is doing is positioning himself so that if the Republican convention is deadlocked, the party can turn to him and give him its nomination, and then he can rescue the party from the desperate straits in which it now finds itself.
Now, I went and asked Republicans on Capitol Hill for their take. Most of them have endorsed none of the candidates still in the GOP race. I asked South Dakota Senator and GOP number 3 John Thune, is Paul Ryan running for president?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I haven't seen any evidence or indication that Paul Ryan, notwithstanding a lot of interest in him being willing to entertain that idea, has agreed to do it.
In fact, at least 3 times, maybe more, Ryan himself has said he's not interested in that nomination. But here's the trouble with that. He said the exact same thing last fall when John Boehner was ousted as speaker and the party called on Paul Ryan to step in, unify a fractured GOP, and claim the speakership. Over and over, Ryan said, not interested. It's not me. And look what happened. That history isn't lost on anyone. And despite all the denials, there's one thing that Paul Ryan hasn't done. The Sherman-esque denial, the LBJ denial. If nominated, I will not accept. If elected, I will not serve. Jonathan Chait of New York Magazine.
If he wanted to stop being asked, would you like the convention nomination? All he would have to say is, I won't accept it. But he hasn't said that. So to me, that indicates that he's leaving the door open for what is clearly not a likely possibility, but is also on the table.
No one knows yet how many delegates Donald Trump will have heading into Cleveland in July, or what could happen on the convention floor if delegates start to shift between candidates. And even if party leaders are keen on arranging a Paul Ryan savior candidacy, like the one he used to get the speaker's gavel, there's no guarantee it would work. Party leaders so far have been pretty unsuccessful when they've tried to control Trump, or Ted Cruz, or frankly, anything. But I talked with one known political operative here in town, a guy named Ron Bongean. He was communications director and a strategist for leaders like Speaker Denny Hastert and Majority Leader Trent Lott. He said it matters that Ryan hasn't said he will not accept the nomination. He said, and I'm quoting, "Paul Ryan is in a perfect position because he's viewed as the savior of the GOP, and a draft Paul Ryan movement could kick into action on the convention floor right after the first ballot. All Paul Ryan has to do now is keep saying he doesn't want the nomination, deliver visionary speeches, and keep a high visibility." This is Todd Zwillick in Washington.